Reading and approving chapters and articles. Her principal contributions to literary work in this her 87th year was on her books as she read and approved chapters and at times added a bit here or there. Through June it seemed to those about Ellen White that she was somewhat less steady on her feet. CCC to WCW, June 26, 1914, and her endurance was waning. Though she did have lapses of memory and loss of orientation at times, her grasp of spiritual subjects never faltered. WCW to CCC, August 3, 1914. The summer heat was trying to Ellen White, and on especially hot days she was persuaded to leave her writing room and work downstairs, where it was cooler. CCC to WCW, June 29, 1914.
On July 13, W. C. White reported to her longtime friend and associate in the work, S. N. Haskell.
Mother is getting along very well health-wise this summer. Sometimes she feels that her work is nearly done. A few days ago we had a very precious season of prayer together after she had told me how she felt that her work was nearly done, and that she was perfectly at rest, desiring to live or die, as might be best pleasing to God. She has no fears regarding the future, either for herself or for the Church of God. She knows there are perilous times before us, but she realizes that we may have the keeping power of the Almighty. As he called on his mother on Monday, August 3, she seemed quite strong and asked whether there was anything needing her attention. He told her of a manuscript Chrysler had compiled on the value of organization, which they wished her to examine. They read it together, and she gave valuable counsel, sounding some cautions. WCW to CCC, August 3, 1914. Then Ellen White's health took a marked turn for the better, allowing for considerable manuscript work through the month of August. On some day she was able to go over two chapters for the book in preparation on Old Testament history, WCW to S.N. Haskell, September 3, 1914.
On October 4, W. C. White left home for an extended trip to the South and the East.
Chrysler wrote almost daily reports, giving a very detailed account of her activities and state of health. On Thursday evening, October 8, Chrysler, who was working in his office in the tank house not far from the home, wrote, "I can hear Sister White praying as I write. She is holding evening worship with the girls. She seems of good cheer today." During the day she had asked where Willie was, and when she was told that he had gone east to attend council meetings in Nashville and Washington, she did not seem to realize fully just where he was. "Some things," remarked Chrysler, "were remarkably clear to her, and other things are indistinct or forgotten." CCC to WCW, October 8, 1914. On the next Friday, October 16, Ellen White spent some time looking over Elder Haskell's new book, The Cross and Its Shadow, a book devoted to the sanctuary truth. He had mailed to her the very first copy from the press. She expressed her pleasure that he had been spared so long and was able to publish the book. She and Chrysler prayed together afterward, and she prayed especially for the General Conference brethren and for the men at Madison. CCC to WCW, October 16, 1914. Chrysler was in the home again on Monday evening, October 19, and found her sitting by the fireplace, enjoying its warmth. "She finds," he remarked, "great comfort in this, morning and evenings, especially, I think, toward evening." And he noted that he thought that her confidence in her brethren and their desire to do the right thing was one of the sweetest and most cheering features of Sister White's closing days of labor. CCC to WCW, October 20, 1914. On that evening he went to talk with her about the World War and the difficulty some of the European Adventists were having because of draft laws. In reporting her reactions, he said, "I can gather but little from Sister White as to the attitude we should take, further than the counsel she has given more than once in this connection, namely, that God is not pleased to have His children act presumptuously when brought into strait places, and further, that when our brethren are brought into trial, they will be given wisdom from on high, Ibid. A week later, October 25th, it was Doris Robinson who called to have a little visit with Sister White. The same day he reported to W.C. White her closing words in their visit. The Lord is good to me. He gives me strength. I am so thankful that I do not have a crushing burden to bear, and that it is my privilege to rise above discouragement.
And if it is my privilege to rise, it is the privilege of every Christian.
I have had a great deal to contend with, but I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice.
I will praise Him, He is my keeper and my conqueror.
2 days later, on Tuesday, Chrysler visited with Ellen White. He found her cheerful and very happy, and free from pain. Her hearty amends as he prayed for the leaders of the church impressed him deeply, and he commented in words worth cherishing. As I have often expressed to you before, I regard this attitude of confidence in her brethren as one of the sweetest of Sister White's old age experiences. The many revelations of weaknesses and failures in years past have not caused her to become suspicious or censorious.
CCC to WCW, October 27, 1914.
The next day, Chrysler found Ellen White had been reading The Great Controversy. She rejoiced over the plain revelations of truth set forth in the book. Her mind was remarkably clear, a blessing that caused her to rejoice. CCC to WCW, October 28, 1914. With the days growing shorter and with winter approaching, the steam heat was turned on, keeping the whole house comfortable, but mornings and evenings Ellen White still enjoyed sitting by the fireplace. CCC to WCW, October 30, 1914. On Sunday, November 1st, she listened to some letters from William, and then she and Chrysler together went over 8 pages of manuscript for the Old Testament history. Chrysler was struggling with the task of finding adequate material to fill out the 6 remaining chapters. They talked about the manuscript and discussed some of Jeremiah's prophecies. He hoped that the next evening she would be able to hear and approve another chapter. CCC to WCW, November 1, 1914. On Thursday, November 5th, as he reported to W.C. White, he gave quite an extended description of the work on the book. He hoped soon to be able to present to her the 2nd chapter on Jeremiah. That would leave only 4 to be completed, 1 more on Jeremiah, 1 on the Restoration, 1 on Malachi, and 1 on Messianic prophecy.
He wrote,
"The Jeremiah portion will not have the strength of the Isaiah portion, but I am hoping that it will be clear and instructive. It would be made very strong if we had more material and more help from Sister White, but, working as we are, with material from Volume 4 of Testimonies for the Church as the basis for the story, we cannot rise to the heights attained in the Isaiah portion."
CCC to WCW, November 5, 1914.
Sabbath evening, November 7th, the Chryslers joined the family for worship. He read a letter written by Elder Guy Doyle, Secretary of the European Division, in which he inquired about enforced military service. Reporting on this, Chrysler wrote, "She takes no position, either way, as regards the enforced military service, but seems to understand fully, and she admits that the brethren are placed in a strait place." CCC to WCW, November 7, 1914.
One evening in early November, W.C. White's wife, May, called at Elmshaven, bringing with her 14-year-old Grace and baby Francis, who performed very well for his grandma, walking nearly across the room while she looked on approvingly.
A visit on November 10th from Elder E.E. Andros, president of the Pacific Union Conference, cheered her heart. She rejoiced especially as he brought an encouraging report of the recent autumn council held in Washington. She was so glad to hear his testimony concerning the harmony that prevailed among the brethren at the head of the work, and several times after the visit expressed her pleasure and satisfaction in the evidences of God's leadership of his people. The thought of advance moves by the church brought courage and words of thanks to God, CCC to WCW, December 23, 1914.
And so it went from day to day. On Friday, November 20th, Chrysler found Ellen White quite clear-minded and was able to read to her a few pages of manuscript for the Old Testament book. Then again on Sunday she was able to listen to a half dozen pages, CCC to WCW, November 22, 1914. In an endeavor to bring W.C. White up to date on his mother's condition, Chrysler talked with May Walling. He reported, "Miss Walling tells me that your mother spends a good deal of time, nights, in prayer, evidently mostly in her sleep. Sometimes she seems to be holding prayer meetings. The other night she preached for an hour, and as she was using her voice in full strength, Miss Walling at last thought to suggest that she had preached long enough, and that now she should rest and sleep, which she did, ibid." But what amazed Chrysler, and others close to her, was that, when we touch spiritual topics, the mind seems to be lifted above confusion. When a scripture is partially quoted, she very often finishes it. "I have tried this over and over again, especially when repeating the promises. And the Jeremiah and other Old Testament scriptures seem very familiar to her, and she catches them up and comments on them, and goes forward with the quotations, as of old. I regard this as a special providence in our favor just now," ibid.